Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Believe in Bears. My name is Joy Christopoulos, my co-host Corey Wooten, and thanks for checking us out on YouTube. Like, comment, and subscribe. We're going to come with you with a great episode in about 30 seconds. But first, we got to talk about our presenting sponsor, BetOnline.ag. Our partners at BetOnline continue to be the number one source for all your betting needs and sports info. Find all the latest sports developments, including updated odds in the NBA playoffs, fights, and even next season's future, only at BetOnline. And don't forget the Major League Baseball season. It is back too as well. Who are you picking to win the World Series? Is it the Chicago White Sox? Because I am. BetOnline is your continued source for all your sports wagering needs, including live betting, your favorite Vegas casino games, and more. It's super easy to get started, so head to the website or use your mobile device to use the promo code BELIEVE, B-L-E-A-V, to get 50% off your first deposit. That's a 50% welcome bonus, only at BetOnline, where the game starts. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for coming in the pod. We got a great episode here today. We got a fantastic guest that I can't wait to talk to, but first, we got to say hello to my co-host, former Northwestern Wildcat, former Chicago Bear, Fox 32 Chicago's own, Corey Wooten. What's up, Corey?
Oh, nothing much, man. Trying to get used to this jet lag, man. I was on the Hawaii time, living that Hawaii life for about 10 days. So struggling to get back on the routine. But, hey, we're here, man.
The struggle is real. It's real. It's happening right now. Let's bring in our guest today. We're so happy and grateful to have him on the pod today. And is an old friend of Corey's right here. He is a former Chicago Bear. He is a former Florida Gator. He's a former national champion. He is Sam Bradford's biggest nightmare. And some people now know him as Mr. GDT. Good Deed Tuesday. It's Major Wright. What's up, Major?
What's up? What's up? What's happening? What's happening? What's happening? How y'all doing, bro?
We're so happy to have you on here today. We're going to cover all sorts of different topics. So let's just dive right into it, and let's just start with some of the topical stuff because we're going to get into the Chicago Bears playing days, and we're also going to talk about Good Deed Tuesday, your awesome foundation major at the end of this pod. But first, let's just talk about something, I don't know, that might be coming up right around the corner. Oh, that's right, the NFL draft. Major, man, if you want to go first, and Corey, if you want to weigh in, let's kind of let's specifically phrase it like this. You know, Major, you went through the process. You're drafting the third round, 2010, coming off of a great season with the Florida Gators. It is 1 week away before the draft. What is going through your mind back then in 2010? What were you doing? What was your day-to-day like 1 week before the draft?
First and foremost, thank y'all for having me on the show. I appreciate both of y'all. Corey, you know it's all much love, always, bro.
Always, bro, always.
And that whole process for me was – because I didn't know where I was going to get drafted. So that's the, like, they told me no later than third round. But, and I went and killed the combine. So I'm like, I may go second round. So I honestly don't know. So the whole process behind this thing was for me just to continue to work, keep my mind off of the don't know. I don't know what's about to happen. So I just continued to work. So I continued to work out, you know what I'm saying? Then started getting around more of my family and just started grinding, you know what I'm saying? Like, I had to stay focused on the bigger picture, because maybe if I don't get drafted, I still have to have that mentality to say, all right, Major, that didn't happen. So now let's game plan. Let's get this, you know, back into gear. So that whole process was a whole grind mode for me.
I can't even imagine. I can't imagine. Yeah, Corey, what was it like for you? What's the day-to-day like a week before the NFL draft?
It was kind of the same thing. I was kind of up in the air because I had an injury the year before. Before that, I was projected as a possible first rounder coming back from the injury. So I kind of didn't know where I was going to fit. They said somewhere around second to fourth round, and I kind of didn't know. You know, apparently some teams didn't feel good about the injury, and some teams took me off their board and whatnot. So I was kind of up in the air, and I was thinking, oh, okay, some teams took me down. Okay, I'm worried. Am I even going to get drafted at this point? And, you know, end up, you know, falling to the Bears with Major. But it's a nerve-wracking process because, you know, you go through the first day, and I knew I wasn't going to be a first rounder. The second day, I'm like, oh, okay, cool. Second or third round, probably going to be there. That doesn't happen. Then I'm thinking, Am I going to get drafted? You know, you get worried and nervous and whatnot. But, you know, hearing the name called, you know, no matter where you are, it's just the opportunity of a lifetime, because it's something Major can attest to. He's probably dreamed about from the time he was in PB football. So it was just like a blessing coming true. And this guy coming out of the draft, I think everybody was talking about him because of the hits he had in that national championship game. We call him Mr. Sleep because he used to put them people to sleep, you know? Oh, man. I'll tell you, one of my favorite guys to play with. I mean, this dude could lay the boomstick. Him and Lance Briggs, I mean, oh, talk about knocking people's block off. It was always fun to watch seeing them, you know, people go across the middle. Hey, this is major zone right now. So it's good to see them.
Bro, the same, bro. Like you murdered it, bro. You know what I'm saying? Having you, bro, like Corey Wooten was like unbelievable strong. Like people don't. Corey Wooten was so strong, man. Oh man! And then on top of that, his personality, man, who he is off the field, bro, has. Come on, we can't even really put words in it, bro, because. You're an amazing father, bro, husband, you know what I'm saying, bro? Like,
no, I appreciate that, man. Yeah, it was always fun, but a lot of people might not know this, but most people that know Major, this dude can cut a rug, man. He can dance. He is the life of the party. In the locker rooms, anytime we played music, it was always like him and Spice Adams goofing around. And, man, it always used to be fun to watch him going. And every new dance craze that came out, he knew how to kill it right away.
Well, Major, you should also know Corey is an amazing co-host, and I'm very grateful to have him here on Believe in Bears. Yeah, I want to just jump ahead. I want to dive into something right now because I started looking up clips. And yeah, like, you know, Major, you get drafted in the third round. Next round, here comes Corey Wooten. You guys become important cogs in the Chicago Bears defense from 2010 to 2013 that, let's be honest, in my opinion, easily, I mean, I obviously almost went to a Super Bowl 1 year, but almost probably should have gone again in 2013. Was it 2012 or 2013 when Jay Cutler got hurt against San Diego and times got tough in the second half? But I want to go back. You guys are talking about that camaraderie. Major, if you want to go first, I want to go back to that Rams game. You get that pick six off Sam Bradford. Oh, by the way, who you also picked off in the national championship game.
He's
you
got took his number.
Yeah, so I pull up the YouTube highlight, and I'm watching it. He picks it. He starts streaking down the field. And who do I see with him? Number 98, big and brawny, running right there step for step. So, Major, break it down for me. What was the end zone dance again? And then, Corey, do you remember anything about that? Because you get to the end zone and you go, you're like nodding at him like, okay, like while he's doing the dance. Major, tell me about that moment.
I mean, the moment was crazy because it was a slant being done and Briggs, or it may have been Tim broke it up. And the ball, I see the ball. I'm like, yeah, it is, man. And I seen nothing but Phil. I looked to the left and them, but there wasn't nothing but linemen and stuff. I know they weren't going to catch me. Once I turn this thing on, there ain't no catching me. You know what I'm saying? So I got in that end zone. And what's so crazy, I had just learned that dance. That was a dance that they did in Orlando.
Chopper City Juke, right? Yeah. Yeah.
Brandon Marshall, you know, they had taught me that dance, and I was like, all right, cool. So every dance I did, I had just learned them dances. So that dance was the chopper. What'd you say, the Chopper City?
Yeah, Chopper City Juke. Yeah.
I had just learned. I'm like, man, you know, I'm gonna put my speed on it again.
Yeah, yeah. No, I followed him in the end zone, and I knew he was a celebrator. So I'm like, I'm not gonna jump on him. I'm gonna give him his time to shine. And then he hit his thing, and then afterwards, when he was done, when he hit him with that with them folks real quick, then we jumped on him and celebrated. But Major, being a part of that defense, I don't think people understand and comprehend how really good we were that year. I mean, we're thinking back about it. I mean, with not really having much of an offense, and no disrespect to them at all, but just we carry so much weight with the turnovers, you know, like you having that turnover in that game. And then as well in the Dallas game, I remember that we played them when we took over Dallas Stadium. It was just incredible just to see, you know, playing with the guys we did, you know, Brian Urlacher, Lance Briggs, Julius Peppers, Henry Melton, you know, guys like Tim Jennings. It was incredible defense. Just talk about your experience playing in this defense.
Playing in this defense, it kind of put me back to like college, like me. In college, my defense was.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So being able to play with guys like Urlacher, man, help. Charles Peanut Tillman, man.
Yeah.
When I, like, going from there to the Bucks, it was no comparison because we really laid it on the line. Everybody went out there and laid it on the line, and we had fun doing it. that's what made us so special, because we had so much fun. Right before, like doing like walkthroughs and stuff, man, we'd be playing games in between.
Box them up.
In between, or the offense is about to get ready to come out of their huddle. Like, we playing like little games and stuff. Like, we made it so much fun because leaders like Brian Urlacher, those guys made it so much fun and comfortable. Man, we had fun out there. Like, that, I think that was the most important thing we did. We had fun.
Yeah, we had a lot of fun. And the one thing that really sucks is that we didn't get to keep Lovey and Marinelli and the rest of the staff there, because I think we were building something special there. And then you look at what happened with the Bears after you know, we all kind of left, everything started to fall apart with the organization.
Quickly.
And we had the biggest turnover out of any team in the NFL. I think at one point in time, there was three guys that we played with. It was Kyle Long, Sherrick McManus, and Jay Cutler. Those are the only guys that we played with back in 2013, still on the team, I think, in 2015 or 2016, I think. So it was the biggest turnover in the NFL out of any team.
So it's so sad that we went 10-5 Lovey. And honestly, like, I felt so bad after that, because, like, for me, that messed up a lot too, because we was already in contract negotiation to re-me up. No,
I'm here, yeah. So, yeah,
because I was coming off the best season, yeah. So it's like I go from coming off the best season I've had to now my coach gone. Dang.
It was a terrible situation. And I think all of us, because if you think about it, Major, the only person we didn't have on the team was Brian Urlacher, and obviously it's hard to replace a guy like that. But we basically had the same team, with the exception of him. We're running the same defense of what we thought, but we go from top five to dead last in every category, right? And that is the Lovey and Marinelli effect for sure. You know, the attention to detail. And that brings up another good point. You know, when people were talking about this new coach, people wanted an offensive-minded coach, but I thought about it, and I'm like, I actually like this, right? We're getting back to the fundamentals, kind of how when Lovey was there, when Vic Fangio, somebody that's going to have the attention to detail, because, you know, when we played, it was all about assignment, discipline, gap discipline, all that stuff. So they're going to get back to that type of philosophy, and I kind of like that. What do you feel about that?
I love it, man. Just being able to get back to the monsters of the midway.
Exactly, right?
That's like the lingo they always threw around, getting back to the monsters of the midway, playing their defense. Like, that's playing hard-nosed football. You know what I'm saying? We're going to line up. We're going to do what we got to do. You know exactly. What I'm saying? That's what they have to get back to in order to get back to Chicago Bear football.
Yeah, I was watching some of the voluntary minicamp interviews from the last couple of days with Eberflus, and then they brought in some of the guys like Nick Morrow and, you know, Elquad Muhammad. And they were asking them exactly what you guys are talking about, that scheme. They're like, what is it about Eberflus? And they just said, it's his scheme, man, and it lets you play free. And I think that's what you're talking about, Corey. When you have your assignment and you know the parameters of what scheme is, you can play with this kind of freedom, and it brings out the best qualities in a player. Can you talk a little bit more about that for maybe an audience that doesn't quite understand that? And everyone's so excited about Eberflus' defense, and is it possible we're completely underrating how that unit might overachieve this year?
Yeah, I think it comes down to trust, and that's the biggest thing. And Major can attest to this. We played together, especially in that 2012 season. Everyone trusted each other, right? He trusted, you know, what Chris Conte was going to do, what Tim Jennings was going to do, what Peanut Tillman and myself. I trusted, you know, what Henry Melton was going to do. If he was going to go up the field, I was going to fall underneath. And that's what you build over time from the attention to detail and that discipline. So that's what I'm hoping they can get back to, because I think that's when you really make strides in a defense. And I think that's what we're going to see, because we have a young quarterback, you know, in Justin Fields. And how do you take the pressure off him, right? With a great defense. And that's what we were able to do with Jay Cutler and company. We're able to take some of the pressure off them. Hey, there's going to be some times where offense needs to get it done, but for the most part, you set the foundation with defense. And I really agree with that sentiment.
They have to buy in, you know, as any coach. If you don't get the players to buy in, the program would never work.
Exactly.
Hands down, it just would never work. But once you get the guys to buy in, man, he's like, the players gonna do, you know, they're willing to do whatever for the coach.
Exactly.
Let's take a quick break to talk about our brand new sponsor, Athletic Greens. Now, tons of people take multivitamins, but it's important to choose one that is top quality. With one delicious scoop of Athletic Greens, you're absorbing 75 high-quality vitamins, minerals, superfoods, probiotics, and adaptogens to start your day right. Their special blend of ingredients supports gut health, your nervous system, your immune system, energy, recovery, focus, and aging. It's also lifestyle-friendly and fits a wide range of diets. There's only 1 gram of sugar and no chemicals or artificial anything. So what are you waiting for? Reclaim your health and arm your immune system with convenient daily nutrition, and it's just one scoop and a cup of water every day. That's it. And to make it even easier, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free 1 year supply of immune supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase if you go to athleticgreens.com/believe. That's B-L-E-A-V. Again, athleticgreens.com/believe. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Athletic Greens, take ownership of your health. Now back to the pod.
I want to ask you guys, you know, what are some other memories that you guys have from that run, that Lovie Smith defense run? I mean, Corey, I was looking it up. I think I got it right. In the game when you sack Brett Favre, I think, Major, you also have a pick in that game. Is that right? Did you intercept Brett Favre as well? Do you, off the top, do you remember?
I thought you picked off Joe Webb, was it not?
Oh, is that what it was?
Did you? Joe Webb.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, honestly, like, and that's the thing is, you look back at some of these box scores, man, and even I forget, and I think Bears fans, again, are completely underestimating. We lost 10 games and we moved on from our coach that year, but you're looking at some of those scores, and we're kicking teams' asses by like 20 points. I mean, there's some games that are just wipes. You know what I mean, Corey?
That Jacksonville game when we went to Jacksonville. Oh, my. We had about three
blocker,
five sacks. That was Tennessee.
Oh, that was Tennessee. That's right. And you had a touchdown in that one.
Yeah.
Who fumbled that game? Peanut.
Yeah, yeah. That was unbelievable. That was the craziest thing I think we've ever been a part of. We were just like, man, I think that's when we started to realize like really how special this defense was. And we just had such depth. You know, I feel like people could come in, you know, defensive line rotation. We had guys that could rotate and come in, and we had different guys that could sub in when needed. And that's the true sign of a great defensive team is the depth there and the effort everybody played with. That's what everybody held everybody accountable to, that effort.
Yeah, Major, just real quick. So, I mean, I'm sure you still follow the NFL at large. I mean, do you still kind of keep your eye on the Bears a little bit, what they do and what they don't do? Do you have kind of a vibe of how they've gone about their offseason? Do you like what they've done so far? And what do you think they could do in the NFL draft? Any thoughts?
Honestly, bro, I haven't been in tuned into football that much. Like,
interesting.
Yeah, bro, I kind of scaled all the way back and just like realigned my focus on my purpose. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah. So wait, real quick before we do this, me and Corey talk about this all the time about, you know, so the transition, it seems like, from, you know, NFL player, you know, to Major, right, the person for you, it's a huge transition for any professional athlete. And me and Corey talk about it all the time. You know, what was that like for you? And maybe this can help us transition into some the things that you're doing with Good Deed Tuesday, because our audience really needs to hear about that. I was starting to look into it, and I'm like, this is amazing stuff, and we really need to hear about it.
So for me, my transition didn't go well at all. It was to the point where, like, I went flat broke. I went 3 years without any income because I was still trying to fight to get back in the NFL, thinking I got another shot, right? So me not getting another shot and spending money, living, you know, like, I went flat broke, like completely broke. So battling, trying to get back in the NFL, on top of my mom, she lost her job. So now I gotta be, you know, I gotta be the provider. You know what I'm saying? My daughter, she still needs, you know, to be taken care of. And, you know, just dealing with all of this, bro. So at one point in my life, I just thought it wasn't good for me to be on earth. You know what I'm saying? I'm battling and dealing with that. And one day after I got done working out, right, I had seen a homeless guy laying on the ground. And I'm just like, man, I haven't done anything good for anybody lately. And with all this that I'm battling, I'm just like, man, I got to shake this some way, somehow. You know what I'm saying? So I wake the homeless guy up. I'm like, yo, you know, you want to go grab something to eat? He was like, sure. I was like, all right, we're going to pick a spot. You know, we can pick a spot anywhere around here. We can go sit down and have a conversation. And the reason why I wanted to have this conversation, because this could potentially be me laying on this ground. You know what I'm saying? So I really wanted to sit down and just like peel back the layers and find out why are you in this situation, bro?
Yep.
And I got on my Instagram. I was like, man, you know what? Today gonna be good deed Tuesday. Today gonna be good deed Tuesday. Y'all do a good deed. So me and this guy, we pick a restaurant, we sit down, we start eating, and he's opening up for me, and he's telling me why he's in this situation. And he's in this situation because he had robbed the bank, right? He did 10 years. When he got out, he had nobody to lean on. His grandfather, his grandmother, the people who took care of him had passed away. His brother can't get in contact with, no nothing. So I'm like, God damn. I say, what can I do to help you right now? He say, right now I'm trying to get an ID. If I get my ID, I will be able to get a job. Get a job I'll be able to provide for my. I say, all right, you know what? The little bit of money I do got in here, I'm gonna give it to you. Boom. So I say, I'm gonna give you this money by faith. You know what I'm saying? Like you're gonna go do right by this money.
The pay it forward, like on the website. Yeah, man.
Exactly. So I give it to him. We leave. Instantly, I feel like God lifted the weight off my shoulder. Like God rebirthed me. He gave me a second chance. He gave me a second wind. And after that day, so many people started coming into my life. So many things started happening. I wrote my first book, Major Pain. Professions of a Smash Mouth Safety, started my own publishing company, started my foundation, the Right Way Foundation. You know what I'm saying? And started gaining so much knowledge and started learning and started reading, started doing more and started loving and started, like, things just started coming. So every Tuesday, I wanted that feeling.
Yep. That's dope, man. That's dope. That's awesome to hear, man. You know, it's, and I think a lot of people don't understand that when you're done, like you've been playing since you were what, 7 years old? Same like me, right? From the time we were younger, our goal was to make the NFL. Did we ever think it was going to happen? Probably not. You know, we're hoping it happens, right? But then when it does happen and you're living in it, you think this is going to last forever, right? And then the reality comes to a point where either you retire yourself or they tell you you're not good enough to play, right? And that's a kick to the ego, right? For a lot of people, right? And I think a lot of people have trouble with identity. I know my first year afterwards, I was like, you know, people say, oh, you're a big dude, man. You play in the NFL. I was like, oh, I used to. And at first that killed me. I'm like, used to, I'm not anymore, you know? And then I was like, wow, I'm Corey Wooten of football. No, I'm more than that. That's what I think. I'm, you know, a husband, I'm a father, I'm a real estate entrepreneur. You know, I have other avenues. I'm a broadcaster. There's more to me than just football. And I know every athlete, and you probably had the same thing where you had to go through that period, and you doing the good deed Tuesday is where you realize, like, hey, I'm more than that, right? There's different layers to me. And hey, I was a football player, but now I'm major right the author. You know, I have a publishing company. You know, I'm more than just a football player, right?
Thanks, bro.
Yeah.
So for the audience here, Major, you know, Good Deed Tuesday, just tell them a little bit about how simple and how beautiful it can be when you just do a good deed. I mean, it's as simple what as donating money for a class or buying books for some kids. I mean, talk about how people that are listening to this pod and watching this on YouTube right now can get involved and help, you know, just spread more good deeds out there.
So y'all can go to gooddeedtuesday.com and go on there. You can sponsor a class. You can sponsor a class, get a class books and t-shirt. And once you do that, we'll ship the books and stuff to them. But two, I just want to, you know, and it, like my website is like a community. We're building a community to get people to understand the values of good deeds and paying it forward and how important it is to get ready, like to pour into these kids so they can really understand how we can create an amazing community just by doing for each other. You know what I'm saying? So we turning this too into a teacher's guide as well to be able to teach these kids how to show love and how to be compassionate, how to be like just to show all this stuff because I've never been taught how to treat people, Have any of y'all ever been taught to treat people?
Yeah.
They always say treat people how you want to be treated.
Exactly.
But yeah.
What does that even mean?
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, no. For a lot of kids, they kind of need, you know, not having the role models in their life, especially, you know, it's good that people like you, you know, that have played in the NFL, that have had so many life experiences can say, hey, I've been here. I've done that. Hey, I've made some mistakes, or I've done this right, and show them the kind of way to how they should go about things. And, you know, I think whenever, and you're probably the same way, whenever you talk to kids, you talk to them about the importance of education and whatnot, you know, staying in school, because everybody always just thinks, oh yeah, I want to make the NFL. I want to make the NBA. I want to make the MLB. But what is that plan afterwards, right? What, you got to have a plan B. And
I think it's a long life, right? It's when you're young, you don't think that this is, you live like three or four different lives.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
So I was 29 when I retired. Maybe what were you, 30, 31? 28. Oh, okay. Yeah, because you were younger. This guy only did 3 years and it was done. He was playing at 20 in the league. So yeah, think about that, right? You're 28 years old. You played a great NFL career, and you're like, okay, what's next? So I think a lot of people really just struggle with that transition, and I'm really glad that you found your purpose and you're good now, because there's a lot of people that don't, you know, a lot of people we play with or heard about that we played against that have unfortunately taken their own life, you know. And I'm glad that the NFL is starting to have resources, especially with mental health and whatnot, because hey, your mental health is your wealth, you know. If you don't have that, what do you have? So I'm glad. I'm just hoping they can offer more transition services for guys, you know, maybe see what they're interested in, what avenues they can go around helping with career. I know they have a little bit, but I'm hoping they really make a concerted effort just to help these guys with the transition, because you go from making a heck of a lot of money to, even if you get a great job in the real world, you're like, whoa, okay.
Don't even compare.
Exactly. So yeah, I'm just hoping they can continue with the program just to help people, because at the end of the day, we put our body on the line, we put our brain on the line, we put a lot on the line for the NFL. But I'm just hoping that they get better as far as that goes.
The website is Good Deed Tuesday. We were here with former Chicago Bear, former national champion Florida Gator, and now activists in the community, Major Wright. Man, thank you so much for coming on the pod. If I could just say something on myself here based on this conversation, you know, what you just talked about, your story, Major, you know, it's one of those moments when you're talking to someone and kind of the iris of life kind of opens up and you just give me all this perspective all of a sudden. And I just remember, man, and it's so funny that, you know, when you were drafted to the Bears, and I'm the geek reading all the articles and all the journalists writing all the adjectives and all the things about the players, I'll never forget, man, that when you're in your draft profile, it said Major Wright, leader on the field. And it's just so cool, man, hearing your story now, because now you're a leader in the community. And dude, I think that is so, no offense, way cooler, I think, than anything you could do in the NFL, man. So dude, like, honestly, man, bless you, dude. And so happy that you came on the pod. Before you go, man, toss out your socials. And again, let people know how to either get the book, Right Way Foundation, Good Deed Tuesday. Anyone that's listening to this right now can get involved in what you're trying to accomplish.
Thank y'all for having me. I appreciate y'all, you know, being able, you know, allow me on y'all platform to tell my story. Y'all can find me on my social media, LilMade21, LilMade21 on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter.
TikTok too.
TikTok, Facebook, Twitter.
Yeah.
And Major Wright for my YouTube channel, on top of the rightwayfoundation.com. And then if y'all want to get the book, gooddeedtuesday.com. And my other book, Major Pain, Confessions of a Smash Mouth Savior.
Yeah.
MajorWright.com.
Get it all. Collect them all, man. Major, dude, thank you so much for being on the pod, dude. We would love to maybe somewhere down the road bring you back. Keep in touch, man. We're always going to be rooting for you and trying to support your success, dude. Thank you so much for coming on the pod.
Yeah, man. Appreciate you, bro.
Today's episode of Believe in Bears was presented by BetOnline.ag and Athletic Greens. Corey, man, cool episode, dude. Old friend.
Yeah, awesome. Exactly. Defensive side of the ball. You know, we get down. Part of that great 2012 defense, two of the younger guys in there in the draft. Man, I really wish we could have kept that the same, you know, with Lovey, that whole team the same, because we were really building something special. That defense was arguably, you know, one of the best, I think, to ever play in the NFL. And people say, well, stats-wise, what we did, you know, on the field was unbelievable. And just the camaraderie that we had, the togetherness that we played with, we had so much fun, like Major had talked about. So it was just such a great time to be a part of Chicago and that Monsters of the Midway that he was talking about. And I hope they can get back to that now. We got the draft coming up soon, so there's going to be a lot to talk about. I think we'll probably have a pod next week, kind of maybe projecting like what ways we can go. You know, yes, I think it's going to be more offensive minded early on. I think they're going to try to address that offensive tackle and wide receiver early on, possibly with those picks or trading up. So we'll kind of see it as that goes. We'll kind of break down the scenarios where we can go. But I'm excited, you know. I think people just need to pause on kind of expectations right now. We need another year of free agency and the draft before we can really gauge what he's building here. So just pump the brakes. Like Aaron Rodgers said in Green Bay, relax. let's see how things go. But I'm excited. Anytime you get around the draft.
Yeah, and I think if we learned anything from today's pod too, as well, this NFL draft is always an opportunity for a team to bring in the Major Wrights and the Corey Wootens. And these are important cogs that create this foundation. I mean, we always want to talk about Urlachers and Briggs and stuff, but it was all of you guys, man. It was the characters all involved. I almost feel like it's like a movie at this point where you're like, yeah. Tillman, Britt, you know what I mean? Like, go up and down the list, and then you start to meet those guys. That's what the NFL draft is for. It's coming next week, man. Corey, I'm so excited to have get back, and we're going to be talking about it. I'm with you, man. Offensive line, boring, or wide receiver excitement. Either way, I think it's good for the Bears, man. So we'll see, exactly. Dude. This was a great episode. Everyone, thank you so much for checking this out on YouTube. Like, and even more importantly, if you watch us right now, throw a comment on there. We will be back next week. And remember, you got to bear down.
Bear down, baby.